You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded down by 163 points or 0.57% at 24,251, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 65.55 points or 0.27% to settle at 24,413.50, while the BSE Sensex fell 280.15 points or 0.35% to 80,148.89. The stocks to watch for today are L&T, Axis Bank, GSPL, SBI Life, Indraprastha Gas, RVNL, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Tech Mahindra, Nestle India. Up next, the government's food subsidy outgo in FY25 is likely to see a sharp increase against budget estimate of ₹2.05 trillion because of mounting economic costs of PDS rise, with stocks being 3.5 times the buffer at present. In the budget estimate for FY25, the Finance Ministry is likely to make provision of ₹50,000 crore towards ways and means advance to Food Corporation of India, FCI. In FY24, half this amount was provided as ways and means. In the previous years, the Finance Ministry has provided ₹10,000 crore to ₹25,000 crore to FCI as short-term arrangements, which were then adjusted against the actual food subsidy allocation for the fiscal. In another development, a day after the Union Budget removed the indexation benefit for the sale of properties, the real estate sector is still coming to grips with the change. The Income Tax Department tried to clear the air with a series of tweets on Wednesday and said that the move will benefit a large number of taxpayers looking to sell properties. The Finance Minister's move to reduce long-term capital gains tax rate from 20% with indexation to 12.5% without indexation for real estate will benefit in almost all cases, the IT department said. Indexation means adjusting the purchase price of a property for inflation, thereby reducing the gains and ultimately the tax liability. Moving on, the 5% duty cut on imported mobile phones announced in the budget may not make higher-end products such as iPhone Pro models cheaper in India than in countries such as Singapore, Japan and Dubai, but the price gap will surely come down, analysts said. The same applies broadly to Samsung's flip or foldable phones and Google's Pixel phones. This, said analysts, is because of a weaker rupee versus the US dollar, higher taxes despite the duty reduction, and the companies concerned preferring to increase channel commissions rather than going for price reduction on a large scale. The higher-end brands of Apple, Samsung or Google are not known to play the price card, but are known for their premiumness, they said. In other news, startup employees will not be subjected to higher tax incidence as a result of the changes in the provision related to taxation of buyback of shares announced in the Union Budget. From October 1st, share buyback by companies will be treated like dividend income with tax payable by recipient investors rather than the companies. However, analysts and tax experts said that startups usually do not buy back their shares as large listed companies do. Instead, in their case, share transfer takes place to either the promoters or new investors or entities. As such, liquidation of ESOPs will continue to be treated as secondary sale and taxed at applicable long-term capital gains tax rate, which has now been raised to 12.5% from the earlier 10%. Meanwhile, the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project is moving like a comet, blazing with unstoppable momentum. The National High-Speed Rail Corporation Limited, NHSRCL, has achieved a significant milestone by placing 290 sleek girders spanning 12 kilometers in one direction. Now, poised for the next phase, they gear up to install an additional 380 girders in the opposite direction, making a decisive leap towards an accelerated future. Girders form the base upon which the railway tracks are laid. They must be exceptionally strong to withstand the high speeds and weight of bullet trains. In many cases, bullet train tracks are elevated to avoid obstacles and optimize speed. Girders are essential in constructing these elevated sections. Lastly, Kotak Mahindra Bank will see exit of another senior official as Virat Divanji, Group President and Head of Consumer Banking, will step down on July 31st. After his exit, the Consumer Banking Division will be dissolved and restructured into three distinct verticals. Effective August 1, 2024, the Consumer Banking Division will be restructured into three verticals: Consumer Products, Distribution and Propositions. This new structure is designed to better serve the customers and drive the ambition of becoming the go-to financial services organization, the filing said. Ambuj Channa, who is currently the President of Consumer Assets, will take over as President of Consumer Products. This vertical will focus on overall products and liabilities. Pranav Mishra will be the President of Distribution. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.